Now, what if case is going back, something's going to come up again on remand, Court of Appeals, Supreme Court doesn't have to reach an issue, you know, is this document admissible or not? Is it going to be admissible on remand? That's not dictum. That's guidance for the trial. I don't think anybody says that's not dictum. Yes, the court could skip it, but if it's been briefed and it's there, it's going to come up again. Nothing wrong with reaching a question like that. But then, of course, we have a principle of avoidance, which is if we don't have to decide something, let's not decide it. So we don't have to tell you what the statute means because you don't have the evidence to get there under the statute. Fair standard. Although, if you read enough opinions, you're going to start seeing sometimes we're getting a ruling on both. That's the rise. That's the phenomenon that we're seeing, alternative holdings. And here's an example. Recent example, there was a very long opinion, a lot of things going on, but there's a complaint about exclusion of an expert, and court says, well, let's decide, was that erroneous? Yes, it was. And then it's an abuse of discretion, and that goes on for pages. But it doesn't matter. It's all harmless. And when I got done reading it, I thought, well, why did we just spend several pages on whether it was error? Don't know. Alternative holding, not dictum, but it does make the thing longer. Another form of language that is not dictum, but you could skip, would be, we're not deciding X. We don't reach that issue. Hey, this case has a very interesting issue. Like you heard Kurt talking about this morning, the footnote that, you know, here's the arguments both ways. We're not deciding it. Somebody decided a future case. Nothing wrong with that. And sometimes you kind of have to, the court has to explain, this is the limit of my decision. Don't misunderstand. This might be different if there were a third party involved, or this might be different if X. That happens all the time. We see a lot of it. It's kind of in fashion in recent years, but nothing inappropriate about it. We're not going to comment on these other allegations you have. Nothing wrong with that, limiting the holding. Here's the step one, step two problem. This is just like the qualified immunity case from the federal system we talked about earlier. Supreme Court says, well, look, everybody knows there's this two-step process. Is there immunity? And if so, is it waived? And of course, they go on to say, yes, there's immunity, and yes, it's waived. And I mean, I don't do immunity cases, but I would want to know, well, if it's waived, why do I care if there was immunity in the first place? Alternative holding, but no, it's not an alternative holding. It's not necessary to me. Here's one that I lost 9-0. called the client and said, I lost 9-0. And the client says, how can you possibly lose 9-0? And I said, because there were only 9 justices. So on rehearing, I thought, okay, this one, it was clear there was no way to get the judgment changed. And so we went in and just said, please, just change the opinion. There is absolute dictum in here. You've commented on something that's very complicated because of the way special field rules and Railroad Commission regulations work in different parts of the state. And don't decide that other case that's not before you. Nobody briefed it that way, and we think it's probably wrong, but it's certainly not before you. And to the court's credit, they said, okay, you're right. Boom. It comes out. Okay, now for what we've all been waiting for. I read, it was 127 or 29 opinions from 1900, took several weekends, about the same number from 1944, same number from 1960, and just wanted to tear my hair out. But you do start to notice patterns. So what did we notice? Supreme Court opinions from 1900. Average length of the opinion. I had my secretary and a word processing program, and we did a count on all of the opinions and averaged them up. 1,627 words. So what is it, 200, 250 words a page of our standard stuff, so not that many pages. 1944, basically the end of the three-judge court. Word counts up. 1966, that's not right, it's 1960. Word count is about the same, off a little bit. Nine-judge court. Y'all want to guess for 2018? Yeah. More than double. And these are just majority opinions. This is not counting concurrences, dissents. This is just majority opinion. Now, it's easier. We've got internet research. But this was the surprise. And when I looked at how the opinions were coming out and what they were saying, a part of it is this language, this alternative holdings, which is sometimes appropriate and maybe sometimes could be dispensed with.